It's a Tuesday morning. And a Brady, g'day.
Yeah, morning, boys. Morning, everyone.
Harry and Meghan, their final duties.
Yeah, so it's all over, really. As senior members of the royal family, they turned up today for this Commonwealth memorial service at Westminster Abbey. And they smiled and they had their pictures taken. And the Queen was there, and Charles and Camilla, William, Kate. Everyone was there, but a bit bittersweet, really, because this is the last we will see them in London town as senior members of the royal family. So great pictures, but it's just a shame it couldn't have worked out differently, because people genuinely love Harry here and his wife and their baby. But that's it. They're done and they're off to Canada.
They'll be back one day, I reckon. Now, one of our favourite cities in the world is Dublin. What's the news there?
No St. Patrick's Day parade this year, or in Cork as well. So the Irish government taking very stringent moves, really, to stamp out coronavirus and the spread of it. I mean, we've got tiny numbers compared to the UK. In Ireland, it's manageable, it's under control. But ultimately, the Irish government has decided no St. Patrick's Day parade this year in Dublin. I guess we'll just have to stay in and drink Guinness.
Yes, you'll have to do that. How's your toilet supply going over there? Well, the paper at least.
Yeah, we're good, Millsy. We're good. Yeah, I might have to come to WA and clear out the stocks of colds in August, but we're good.
Good luck. All right, mate. Take care. We'll do it again tomorrow, and you'll be back with Oliver this afternoon.
Have a great day, guys.